This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Flory, you know what? You're not fooling me. I know what you just did. A lot of people have done what Flory just did. I've done it before. I know dozens of people that have done this before. Some of you have probably done this at your job too. Maybe you're frustrated about your compensation. You feel like you've put the work in. You went to your boss to ask for a raise, and your boss tells you, you know what? We're not giving you the amount of money you want. Well, you're in a little bit of a pickle there. You can either sit down and shut up, or you can try to fight back. A lot of times, the way that people fight back is you got to create some leverage for yourself. And if you're Flory, you know the best place for you to go get leverage is in the transfer portal. You're a talented big. God didn't make a lot of really talented 6'9", 6'10", human beings that can run the floor and rebound and defend and do all of those things. They're the most valuable thing that you can go get in the transfer portal. And we know that Auburn was very interested in going to get Flory. He even put a don't contact on him. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk to Auburn. We're going to flirt with them, and we're going to get Auburn to make us a really good offer. Man, Auburn offered us a lot. They offered us some money. They offered us some clothes, some shoes. They really are trying to take care of us. AKU, what y'all got? I mean, I really want to be here. I mean, I want to play with Darren Peterson. Darren Peterson just said on ESPN that I'm who he's looking forward to. Man, that guy's going to put me in the pros. He's going to throw me so many alley-oops and get me so many easy buckets. We're going to go to the league together.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Hey, this was good business. This is the best news that KU has had in all of 2025 that he is coming back. I think that Flory is legitimately one of the five best prospects in the transfer portal. Now, I know if you're just going off his freshman year, maybe you don't feel that way. It usually takes bigs a little bit longer to develop than guards. And again, there's not a lot of 6'9", 6'8", human beings that are athletic enough to play basketball at Kansas and start at Kansas the way that he is next season. This was really smart. I'm sure he was negotiating with KU. They were having some conversations. Maybe he thought he deserved a little bit more in NIL than what they were willing to pay. All right, you go flirt with some of the top programs. Wait. Flory, we're going to take care of this. We're going to take care of you. We're going to get this done. Give us a couple of days. We'll put a package together. We will make sure that you stay in Lawrence, Kansas. And that's what they did. It's a dirty game, but a lot of us in business have done this before. You entertain that business to simply get an offer for them to take it back to your real job. And it worked. You got a raise. You're happier for it. That's exactly what just happened with Florida. From the basketball perspective, the last 5 days have actually been really good for Kansas. Darren Peterson won MVP of the McDonald's All-American game. They picked up that very talented transfer from Illinois. You then bring it back, Flory. I mean, their starting five is starting to come together at KU, and it looks like it's going to be, again, a pretty good squad.
So before we get to the basketball part of this, I do want to say, and I've said this before about the portal, so this is not sour grapes, whatever. Man, it is a dirty game. It's clear that someone with Flory or Flory's guardian or someone close to Flory, something around the Badunga family, had gotten in his ear, because it seems like he entered the portal knowing a bidding war was coming. You don't put the do not contact tag on if you're trying to hear, kind of suss out the offers. It sounds like he entered the portal and said, it's Auburn against Kansas. Let's see what you got best, because he eventually is returning to Kansas, but we all know Auburn was hot to trot for Flory Badunga. I just don't like that conceptually. Free agency should be legit free agency, not I'm entering free agency with a two-man bidding war. But I digress. That's just the world in college sports. I don't have to like it, but that's what it is.
I mean, we say that, though, but we don't see that in the NFL. We see that happen at professional sports all the time. Is that not what Chris Jones just did? Chris Jones was about to leave. Wait. We'll figure this out. You remember, there were reports there. Chris Jones was probably going to go play for the Raiders, was probably going to go play for the Chicago Bears. There were certainly offers on the table. Hey, this is my price. My contract has expired. Meet my price or watch me go play for somebody else. Wait. We'll figure this out. Don't go anywhere. Sit down. I'll go get the money for you. We'll figure this out. And they figured it out for him. Now, I'm with you. You shouldn't be able to do this an endless amount of times the way that college players do. But what Flory did as a free agent, because you and I both know these scholarships are one-year deals, they are non-renewable, and you just keep signing the one-year deals, he played his free agency, and I'm assuming he is making a substantial amount more than he made last season. And I'm guessing he got paid. He was a McDonald's All-American big that signed at KU. That guy ain't playing for $50,000. He got a nice, healthy bag. Wait, Hunter Dickinson's gone. KJ Adams is gone. You guys don't have anybody on your team. Hey, some of that NIL money is mine now. Okay, you got a budget. Like every business, they got a budget. This is how much we are willing to spend. All right, well, I want more of it. And he got it. This was a big win for KU. Flory had to come back. You needed to get Flory back. There just aren't enough bigs in the transfer portal, I think, to make up with losing one of the more talented ones. Now you go put another, and I would say a veteran big with him. Go find a junior or a senior for a two-year or a one-year deal. You've got your star point guard. You just picked up a very talented wing. You're Kansas. You'll figure out the rest of your roster. KU can have a really talented starting five, and they are building the foundation of it right now.
I will say, it kind of reminds me, not to the same extent maybe, but it kind of reminds me of the Chiefs offseason. The Chiefs every offseason make a big splash move. What was their big splash move this year? It was keeping their own guys. The Chiefs' big moves were not Jalen Moore and Elijah Mitchell. Those were not, ooh, sexy moves. The Chiefs' big moves were, we're not letting Trey Smith leave. Nick Bolton is ours. That's kind of what Kansas is doing. Yes, I like the Trey White addition. That's a good player from the portal. That's a nice move. The kid they got from Loyola Chicago, he's a good defender, 3-and-D type of guy. KU needs that too. But nothing they've done in the portal is eye-popping. Can you believe Kansas got him? Their top priority was getting their own guy back. And that kind of reminds me of the Chiefs. They went and said, we're not losing Trey Smith. KU went out and said, financially and whatever, we ain't losing Flory Badunga, because the Flory Darren Peterson 1-2 punch is something KU fans are very excited about, and they should be, because those are two of the top players in the country, or we believe they could be at their respective positions.
Let me ask you this, because you always make fun of me, because you know that John Q is one of my favorite Denzel movies. It's not my number one favorite, but I do really like John Q, and one of my favorite lines from John Q is, hospital under new management. It's just in the context of the movie when he goes in there and he takes everybody hostage and he lets them know, I'm the one running this thing now. So he can either get with it or get lost. I like that scene. When was the last time that you would say that the hospital was under new management in the Big 8/Big 12 and KU was not the team that's running it? because coming up later tonight, you and I are going to go watch Houston compete for a national championship. I mean, I'm looking at Houston post-COVID. Post-COVID, they won 28 games in that COVID year. They went 28-4. They went 14-3 in the league. They then went 32-6. They went 33-4. This is all in the AAC. And I'm guessing, Rob, I can't go back in time, but I'm guessing you had the opinion, oh, well, you were doing that in the AAC. Come do that in the Big 12. Do that with Kansas. Do that with Arizona. Do that with Baylor. Do that with K-State, Iowa State. It's a really strong league. Well, since joining the Big 12, they have gone 67-9 overall. They have only lost four games in the Big 12. They have been to a regional semifinal. They've also now competed for a national championship, and they gave KU one of the more heartbreaking losses in Allen Fieldhouse in the last 15 years or so.